So what was the inspiration for this production? When did it, when did this idea come to you?
I guess I started writing about a year ago. I had spent a few years writing for NGOs working in Malawi and learned a lot about the country and its people during that time, and maybe even became a little bit obsessed. And then after, when I was no longer doing that kind of work, I was left with a lot of feelings about international aid and about the situation in sub-Saharan Africa with regard to poverty and chronic disease. As a playwright, it was really only a matter of time before that found its way into my work. So that's where it started.
How did you manage to, because it's kind of like you have this dual story going on at the same time. What made you kind of address the story in that way?
Well, the idea that I was really working with was based on this African concept of Ubuntu, or Umuntu in the Tshewe language, which has to do with the ways in which we're all connected globally. This idea that none of us is defined without another. For me, doing that work for NGOs, sitting in my studio in the West Village, I thought a lot about how I was or was not connected to people half a world away. So much of the time when you're doing that kind of writing, you're working very hard to convince people that their lives are connected to another's, and sometimes it's hard to see how. But when I hit on that structure of doing two simultaneous stories that take place 7,000 miles apart, it made sense as a way to highlight the ways that we are the same and the ways that we're not, the ways that our lives differ vastly, but we can still come together even across great distances.
As far as I know you're a part of the cast, but the rest of the cast, I mean, this is a really, this is a deep topic. This is not something that, you can get, any old actor to go and perform. So what was the casting process like? And tell us a little bit about the cast.
Well, we had a great developmental process with Theater 167. Director Ari Lorencreutz was really interested in taking time to develop the script in the room with actors, do a series of readings. We did a series of rehearsals and readings with a variety of different actors. So I saw a couple of guys play my role before Ari ever asked me to step in and do it. The one woman in the cast was someone that we'd all worked with before in Theater 167. And then the other two guys we found through auditions. One of them I'd actually worked with before and hadn't originally thought of him for the role. And then he came in and he was phenomenal. And then the youngest member of our cast, who plays Gilbert, the Malawian student, he moved to New York 4 days before we started this rehearsal process. He had just graduated from the University of Michigan, was doing musical theater in St. Louis, and we first saw him on video, actually. This is after we saw a lot of guys in New York, and none were quite right. And then Adrian came in, and he came into New York, and we met with him, and it was just right.
How do you want this play to ultimately be remembered? When somebody leaves the theater, how do you want them to feel?
I think I want people to feel that we're all connected, that we have a responsibility toward one another's well-being, and that each of us individually have the power and the responsibility to improve the lives of someone else. I feel very strongly that we're all responsible for the well-being of the kids in this world. I have a very strong feelings about orphans and vulnerable children and how we all have to take care of them. So I hope that people leave thinking about that and knowing that they actually could make a difference for someone even on the other side of the world.